Now that we've gone through a decision tree analysis, let's take a look at sensitivity analysis for the Stewart Pharmaceuticals example. Sensitivity analysis in general examines how sensitive the results are to a change in one particular factor. For example, in this case, we can measure how sensitive the NPV is to a change in the revenue forecast. Looking at the previous example, we had changed our revenue forecast in the event of a successful test versus an unsuccessful test. And in particular, what we saw is that in this example, a 42% drop in revenue leads to about a 103% drop in NPV. How can we figure that out? Well, go back and take a look at the successful test revenue forecast versus the revenue forecast for an unsuccessful test. In the unsuccessful test, the revenue forecast was $4,050. In the successful test case, our revenue forecast was $7,000. So the percentage change in revenue is -42.14%. Now, if you look at the NPVs that we calculated, for the unsuccessful test, our NPV was -91.461. For the successful test, it was $3,433.75. So the percentage change in NPV is 102.66%. More generally, for every 1% drop in revenue, we can expect roughly a 2.44% drop in NPV. And we can simply figure that out by taking the percentage change in NPV, 102.66%, and divide by the percentage change in revenue, or 42.14%, to get the 2.44. So again, sensitivity analysis is valuable because it highlights how sensitive the results are if we change our assumptions about sales or costs or other factors.